Hello everybody, I'm George Mylan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on what Mrs. Badenoch said in the House of Commons the other day, because of course Sir Keir Starmer announced he's resigning as Labour leader. He'll step down as Prime Minister in a few weeks. So it was a valedictory moment, and of course he had his victory lap talking about his so-called achievement in office. And disastrous though he is, yes, even he has achieved a few things. It'd be hard to fail on absolutely everything, even if you tried. Now Mrs. Badenoch was jubilant. She's brought down one Labour Prime Minister. The other thing is the Conservative Party has just lost its biggest electoral asset. Burnham will be a bit more effective. But anyway, on to him later. And so she was relishing the opportunity to rub Labour's face at humiliation, and they're saying there were 400 knives stuck in his back. So as in Starmer being poniarded by his own backbench. Not quite true. I mean, there were a few who are loyal even to the end. But yeah, some people resigning from the cabinet, some people in the cabinet who didn't resign but said, you've got to go. And had he not tendered his resignation on Monday, perhaps they would have resigned as well. So the Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, said there ought to be a little bit more decorum and respect. Well, here I disagree. Sir Keir deserves no respect whatsoever. That has to be earned. He deserves odium and disdain. He's been a cataclysmic prime minister. There is a reason he is the most unpopular prime minister ever, ever. And these opinion poll ratings go back to the 1930s. So that is an astonishing thing after only 2 years in office. Well, not even 2 years in office. Now, calling them traitors, I don't agree with that. But I don't think she should apologise for it. If that's what she believes, say what you believe. We owe it to the public. You know, people, if we're going to win public life, to speak candidly, to speak our minds. People, politicians should say what they think. And the public can judge. I agree. I disagree. I'm more likely, less likely to vote for this person. I might even respect someone a bit more for being frank, even though I disagree with that view, rather than this mealy-mouthed mush in the middle, pretending we all agree with other, this mindless big tent. No, you know, let 1,000 schools of thought contend. There should be a very broad spectrum of opinion, full gamut of options for the public. Then they could decide no Overton window closing. And then because it's so-called extreme to dissent, to have an alternative turn of view, to actually try and save people. I don't think they're traitors, these Labour MPs, because obviously no political party is a cult of the personality. They're supposedly trying to do the best for the public. And Sir Keir Starmer was blatantly not that. Led them to catastrophic results in the Holyrood elections, the Welsh parliamentary elections, the English local elections. And so they had to move on. He had failed by any metric, calling them deserters. Well, you know, it's not wrong to topple your leader. The Conservative Party has previous on this one. If he is the problem and not the solution, dragging the party down. She correctly branded the Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson, a spiteful class warrior. Yeah, well, Miss Phillipson certainly is vicious, has done a lot to destroy schools, especially excellent schools, is a bigot, is just vile. It's a danger to children, like almost everyone in the Labour Party, evil. Sir Keir Starmer is a murderer, like every single one of his cabinet. And so we go on. They're all commissioned sexual violence against children. But sadly, the other political parties are almost as bad. There's no reason we should hold back on this. We've got to at least face up to the problem if we're ever going to solve it. Evil wins most of the time. And that is the reality. A good bon mot from what's her name? Sorry, that's a tautology. A good gag from Mrs. Badenoch saying that the Labour MPs have ditched Sir Keir Starmer for a pair of eyelashes and a black T-shirt. That's an allusion to Andy Burnham. And obviously the racing certain that he's going to be leader of the Labour Party and therefore Prime Minister probably by the end of July. So the Member of Parliament for Makerfield was only just sworn in, was on Monday. So Kemi Badenoch in this rodomontade, she correctly said that the Chancellor Exchequer is destroying jobs and the Secretary of State for Energy, Ed Miliband, is killing industry because the United Kingdom has got about the most expensive electricity in the world. And that's a terrible record for his zealotry on net zero. Yes, I want to move to net zero. Actually, it was a Conservative policy. But David Lammy gleefully pointed this out to Claire Coutinho when she stood in on Prime Minister's Question Time a few days ago. We're just going to have to push that back the deadline, and nobody else is doing this. It's just masochism. Okay. So Lindsay said she should think about her language. Well, perhaps she did weigh her words, but obviously her own side were cheering her on. She speaks for tens of millions of people who have only the deepest contempt and detestation for Sir Keir Starmer, who has immiserated the country. Just because he holds that office, he should not be held in high regard. He deserves nothing. I despise him and encourage you to do likewise. And then Sir Lindsay, used to be a Labour MP, said, when we leave this chamber, don't be surprised when constituents feel they can use the same language. Yes, they can, okay? Because it's a free country, too much language policed by the left. You don't want to like what I say? Tough. And there are words I wouldn't use. I don't believe in using racist epithets. There are times there's dramatic license. I remember went to a play. What was it? To Kill a Mockingbird or whatever. And because it was set in the American Deep South of the 1930s, they had to reflect the realities of the time and use racist, abusive language. Okay, but it's contextual. Generally speaking, I wouldn't do that. But as an act in that play, I would, because you're portraying a different situation, a different time, a different character, not my views. And so we go on. I know there's a whole list of words in the House of Commons they're not allowed to use. They're not allowed to accuse people of lying or even misleading the House. They have to say that misleading through inadvertence. Now, maybe they shouldn't have those rules, but they do. So she's allowed to say what she likes within the rules. And it was within the rules. So I'm glad that she was tough and firm on them. Supposedly there was an exchange between Kemi Badenoch and Bridget Phillipson saying that she's spiteful. Yes, and she is full of bile, Bridget Phillipson, trying to destroy public schools who offer scholarships, who are, you know, often they're, you know, working class children who do very well, brings in money from abroad. So it's bad for the economy. People are being driven out of education. You know, the first education secretary who's delighted about making schools go bust. And she correctly said, Mrs. Badenoch, that Bridget Phillipson is destroying children's lives and children had to change school in the middle of the academic year, in the middle of the term, and so forth. And it was supposedly said that Bridget Phillipson was like a Gestapo officer. Even I wouldn't go that far. Goodness. So then, you know, she goes back to being a class warrior. It was because I'm working class. You may have started out working class, right? I grew up in a council estate. That's what Bridget Phillips will always come back to. It's all about class envy. Yeah, so that's what Kevin Begnaut correctly said about Bridget Phillipson. Now, Sir Keir praised Bridget Phillipson as an incredible story of social mobility and success. Now, Bridget Phillipson has achieved success academically and being an MP and being a cabinet minister, all the rest of it. Yeah, and social mobility. Okay, but then she's trying to sort of take that away from other people who get that from public school. Goodness. And growing up in poverty, do we really have poverty in the United Kingdom? I don't think so. I've seen it in other countries like Kenya. It would get better with the growth of Islam and more. Do you just relax, enjoy the weather? Shalom from Munster. Munster in Germany or Munster in Ireland? Yes. So I don't think there's much to look forward to with Andy Burnham, about which more later. Anyway, toodaloo.